In local news, Premier Inn wants to open another hotel on the Isle of Wight. The company said it was still looking at opportunities in Sandown to add to its hotel in Newport and its new one in Lake, which is still being built. However, it has denied rumours on social media that it has plans to take on the Grand Hotel on Culver Parade. A spokesperson for Premier Inn said building work on its new 81-bedroom hotel at Lake near Morrison's was progressing well. Inspirational Isle of Wight businesswomen are set to be recognised by new awards launched next month in Newport. The Venus Awards, dubbed the Working Women's Oscars, were founded in 2009 to celebrate local working women in business. The Islands Awards are sponsored by leading Isle of Wight companies, including the County Press and Whitelink. A launch event for the awards is due to be held on Thursday, September 3rd, at Premier Ford on the Riverway Industrial Estate, Newport, opposite Dunelm. The event runs between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m, but sponsors are being asked along between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m, where they will finally be given an introduction to Venus. Finally, young people on the Isle of Wight have received their GCSE results this week. First to declare its results were Ryde School, which said it was delighted that its students have secured some very good results at GCSE. 91% of Ryde School pupils achieved 5 or more A star to C grades, with 43% of its entries awarded A star to A. 89% of all entries were awarded a C grade or above, with around two-thirds satisfying the requirements for the new e-baccalaureate qualification. 7 Ryde School pupils achieved 7 or more grades at A star, and around one-quarter of Ryde School pupils achieved an average score of 10 A grades or better. Stand by for national and international news. I'm Louise Hill.